monitored. If you are calling as a whistleblower, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line.
For information on how to file a written or online complaint against a national bank or federal savings association, or how to contact this office via mail or fax, please press 1. If you are calling regarding an existing case filed with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and have a case number, please press 2. Please enter your case number followed by the pound sign, or if you do not know your case number, please remain on the line to be transferred to the next available customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the OCC's helpwithmybank.gov contact center. My name is Jacob, a contractor for the OCC.
Hi.
I see that case number 0333-2268 was entered. Is that correct?
That's it.
One moment, please, while I have the information.
Sure.
And if you could verify your name, address, and phone number for me, sir?
My name is Ernest Joseph. The address is 473 Grand Avenue. Unit 2, Leonia, New Jersey, 07605. Phone number is 201-375-8509.
I do see a different phone number on file.
201-592-0182.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Thank you. And this is regarding the issue with J.P. Morgan Chase Bank National Association?
Yes.
How may I assist you today, sir?
Okay. So I filed a complaint. They replied, as I thought they would, with a very weak, hands-off type reply. The issue was that over the course from 2010 to 2018, roughly, my father was involved in a gold scam that wiped probably about $3 million. I'm just kind of rounding it out. Their position was they had no obligation to let any authorities know that it could have been a scam, even though the branch manager, who happens to be of African descent, this was an African gold scheme, told my sister that he knew my father was involved in a scam. I found out that he's from Ghana, and 80% of the money that came out of my account went to a bank in Ghana. So, of course, Chase is not going to help me with that. And I don't know if it's accurate that they had no moral, ethical, or legal obligation to allow $3 million to go from a senior citizen's account to wire transfers. If you see the wire transfers, they're just, it's crazy. It's like just a free-for-all. Missing information, no teller information. Sometimes the teller would put their information on, sometimes he wouldn't. It's just social security numbers like 1234212. Then the next day, the same person would be sent another wire with a different social security number. Like, it's clear. I mean, I don't know. And I don't know what I should do. I know it said to reply if I was unsatisfied with their response.
Right. So at this time, I show that the case was sent to the bank, and the bank response has been received by the OCC as well.
Yes.
The copy of the response that you received was also received by the OCC, and it's currently pending review from a customer assistance group specialist at this time.
Okay. They also claim that they don't keep records, or they don't have to keep records past 7 years. I have bank statements starting in 2010 all the way up through 2016-17 in case, so what I noticed that they did was they asked for a recall of some transactions starting in 2015, but they're missing like hundreds. I'm talking about hundreds of transactions, 35,000, 60,000 at a clip. So I'm not sure if they're someone reviewing the complaint, the response is going to get the whole, you know what I mean? It looks like it's just a couple years of transfers that are in question. It's really like 8 years of, 8 years of this.
Right. So at this time, what information can I get for you regarding the case that can best assist you, sir?
I would just like it noted that although they claim that they can't go back past 2015, I have records going back to 2010.
If you have additional information that you would like to add to your case, sir, it would need to be submitted in writing to the OCC, and you would place your case number at the top of the first page, and you would mail or fax that information to the OCC's office.
Okay. So I don't have to send you the Chase reply. You have it already.
Correct.
So I would just add the additional information, like additional bank statements showing the wire transfers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. Okay. And I can add some information that I've discovered since then, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will draft a letter and then include documents and send them. I just wanted to call to see how it works, because this is the last thing I thought I would be doing at 60 years old, you know what I mean?
And was there any other information I can get for you today, sir?
That's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
1-800-671-7070. That's 1-800-671-7070. 1-800-671-7070. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issues, and
school system
factors.
They don't want us to learn about money because they just want to pump out good employees that
oil
do what they're told.
Below,
I mean, if you look at school,
today,
it's opposite of what it takes to be successful. In real life, don't make a mistake.
Subsidy.
Do as you're told.
Russia said it would dial back its assault in parts of Ukraine. Briefly, sending prices tumbling as much as 7% before they rose again on continued uncertainty over the next steps in the war. The FDA today authorizing a second COVID booster shot for adults 50 and older. The move will allow those eligible to get another shot of either Pfizer or Moderna vaccines as soon as 4 months after their first booster. CDC is expected to approve the authorization, but is not expected to officially recommend those shots. Big day here in the CNN family. CNN Plus is here. Stay informed with live news, stream exclusive films and original series, and participate in interactive interviews. Learn more today at CNNPlus.com. We'll see you back here again tomorrow. Anna Cabrera, Don Lemon, pick up our coverage right now.
Hello and thanks for joining us as we continue our breaking news coverage. I'm Anna Cabrera in New York. Don Lemon is with us in Lviv, Ukraine. And today, a major shift in strategy. Senior U.S. officials tell CNN the Russians are withdrawing some forces from the Kyiv area after failing to make advances. That yellow you see there on the map are areas around the capital where Ukraine says they pushed the Russians back. We're learning those Russian forces may be moving out, not to regroup, but to intensify their focus elsewhere on gains in the south and eastern parts of the country. We are also learning of a potential diplomatic shift after face-to-face negotiations between Ukraine and Russia this morning. Both sides say today's talks may have set the stage for a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And Russia is vowing to, quote, drastically reduce hostilities in Kyiv and another key city. But U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is not about to trust Russian promises at this stage.
What I would say is this. There is what Russia says, and there is what Russia does. We're focused on the latter.
There is a lot of skepticism. Just today, a Russian strike demolished a government building in the southern city of Mykolaiv, killing at least nine. It's an incredibly fluid situation, and we're covering all the angles with our reporters in Ukraine, Turkey, and Washington.
Let's start with CNN Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto. And Jim, it's always a question whether you can take Russia at its word. So it does seem significant, though, that U.S. intel officials are telling you that they are seeing Russia pull back in parts of the battlefield, right?
That's right. This is, according to my reporting, the latest U.S. intelligence assessment, and that is that Russian forces that had been here in Chernihiv and attempting to encircle Kyiv are now moving away to the south and the east.